For KBIA News, I'm AJ Feather. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has ordered additional members of the Missouri National Guard to Ferguson, where violent protests broke out following a grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Nixon's office announced today that the additional guardsmen will provide security at the Ferguson Police Department, which was at the center of protests late Monday and early this morning. The governor says he met this morning with guard and law enforcement leaders to discuss how troops will be used, but he did not elaborate. Wilson shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown on August 9th. The grand jury decision led to protests in the area. Over the course of the evening, several buildings were burned down in Ferguson and demonstrators smashed store windows in downtown St. Louis. More than 80 people were arrested. The state has issued a permit for a large hog breeding farm in central Missouri that had been strongly opposed by neighbors. The permit from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources will allow Callaway Farrowing to build a farm raising 1,000 hogs on 20 acres in western Callaway County near Kingdom City. Neighbors held meetings in opposition of the farm and submitted a petition of 1,400 signatures asking the state to reject it. After it granted a permit Friday, the state said in a letter to the neighbors that many of their concerns were not under the jurisdiction of the Department of Natural Resources. The farm will be owned by Eichelberg Farms in Wayland, Iowa. Hospitals report having treated at least 18 people who were injured during the unrest that followed the announcement a grand jury decided not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for killing 18-year-old Michael Brown. Several Ferguson businesses were damaged or destroyed by fires, and others were looted during the protests that erupted after the Monday night announcement. SSM DePaul Health Center treated one person for a gunshot wound, but didn't disclose any details of the shooting. Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis admitted two injured people. At least 15 others were treated and released at several hospitals. An ordinance that adds sexual orientation and gender identity to Springfield's non-discrimination ordinance will go before voters in April. The Springfield City Council voted Monday to table one proposal that would have repealed the ordinance and another that would have placed it on the ballot. Under the city charter, tabling the proposal for 30 days automatically places it on the April municipal election ballot. The council voted in October to add the protections in housing, employment, and public accommodations. That vote prompted a referendum effort to repeal the ordinance. The protections will not be enforced pending the outcome of the election. The St. Louis County prosecutor released thousands of pages of evidence the grand jury examined in deciding not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Chris McDaniel has been reading through the testimony of the officer, and he has this report.
Before the grand jury and under oath, Wilson described Mike Brown as an almost superhuman character. After an altercation in Wilson's squad car, Brown ran away. According to Wilson, Brown then turned around and came towards him. Wilson said he feared for his life and told the grand jury, quote, "It looks like a demon. That's how angry he looked." Wilson fired 12 shots in total. He added that, quote, "It looked like he was almost bulking up to run through the shots, like it was making him mad that I'm shooting at him." Sherilyn Eiffel of the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund said Wilson's word choice shows an implicit racial bias and demonstrates a need for more training. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis County police are investigating after a man's body was found inside a car in Ferguson. But it isn't immediately clear if the death is related to the unrest that followed the grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. Police were called at 9 a.m. to a residential area where a man was found dead inside a parked car. The victim's name has not been released. Authorities are calling the death suspicious, but have not determined if there is any connection to the violence that broke out last night. The car was parked on a street near Canfield Drive where Wilson shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown on August 9th. St. Louis police say that 21 arrests were made in the city last night after protests in the South Grand area became violent. Chief Sam Dodson says his officers only moved in to apprehend individuals when windows were broken or burglaries were reported.
Our actions are dictated by the protesters. So if the groups come together just to have their voices heard, to have a march, we'll help facilitate that. It's again when the criminal activity starts that we intervene. And so you will see marches downtown, maybe some slight traffic inconvenience, but no different than you would see in a parade or any other march downtown.
Protesters briefly shut down Interstate 44 in South St. Louis last night, stopping traffic. However, no accidents were reported. Clergy and others who blocked morning traffic in the St. Louis suburb where the Ferguson grand jury decision was announced have ended their protest without any apparent arrests being made. About 100 demonstrators assembled in downtown Clayton, Missouri, shortly after sunrise Tuesday and spent several hours blocking intersections, singing spirituals, and chanting. They also observed a 4.5-minute moment of silence to mark the 4.5 hours that Brown's body remained on the Ferguson street before it was removed. Many protesters wore orange reflective vests identifying themselves as clergy. The demonstrators would block intersections for up to 10 minutes at a time before moving to another. Police monitored the demonstration, which was one of many planned for Tuesday in the St. Louis area. AJ Feather, KBIA News.